Excellent, excellent. I just had one other question. That was, I feel like that everything is a wave. You say everything's a vibration. Well, like a sine wave, and so there's peaks and troughs. Are there peaks and troughs in the non-physical as well? Do you guys experience like the center of the vortex and then the edge of the vortex and so forth? You do move.
And in that analogy that we were offering earlier about the sound wave that can 70 minutes could occupy Esther's computer screen, or 1 minute or 1 second could occupy, depending upon how refined she is making the setting. Non-physical experiences contrast also, because there is contrast in everything. Okay. There is wanted and what is and lack of what is wanted in every bit of everything. But it would be indiscernible from your physical perspective. In other words, that's what we mean when we say there's quite a range between despair and love. And there is less of a range between despair and anger.
Right.
There is less of a range between frustration and love. And so as you're reaching for the best feeling thought that you can find anywhere along that emotional scale, when you reach that place that you would call love, we want you to realize that there are endless, endless, endless places to go even within that range. We are all expanding into that which is more. And our capacity to experience the expansion must increase exponentially with the expansion itself. That's what you're getting at.
Ooh. Thank you.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
It is. That's what makes eternity so secure. There is no ending to that which we can achieve. And no way from where any of us stand to predict where it is all going. We just know it is more, and that it becomes more joyful still. And joy that any one perspective is experiencing in any moment in time has to do with the perspective's relationship with the expansion that has taken place. So you can see that's why Source is so appreciative of your willingness to cause the expansion. It's sort of like you're the pioneers that are willing to do the work that causes the expansion, while all that is experiences the benefit of the expansion that you have taken. And our interaction with all of you is because you are wanting in on your own joyous expansion. In other words, you are creating magnificently as humans upon this planet, as all species upon this planet, and future generations will benefit dramatically from it. We just think it's nice for you to receive the benefit of your own expansive research, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yes, very good.
Thank
something
you very
more?
Much.
Did something else come to you?